The National Health and Nutrition Survey has been described as a big overhaul of the medical services targeting more than 5,000 people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The questions asked in Step 1 included information on alcohol use, physical activity, diet and tobacco use. National epidemiologist and head of the Health Information Unit in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Jennifer George, said this is being done because chronic non-communicable diseases continue to place a great strain on the nation's economy and the health resources. She said the survey is important as efforts continue to formulate policies to reduce the incidence of these diseases. Dr. George said, thus far, they have completed a number of initiatives under the first two steps of the survey.
The survey is in three parts, a step one and step two, where we did an interview and we were taking physical measurements for the person that was being interviewed. There's a second part where we're doing a 24-hour recall, and there's a step three that we have to do a biochemical measurement by finger prick. So to date, our step one and step two, we have completed the interview and the physical measurements, and we are just now wrapping up the biochemical measurement part and the nutrition module. So for that, I must say a very big thank you to our population and our enumerators who have done tremendous work thus far in getting us to the point now where we can say we have some information that needs now to be analyzed.
Dr. George said, while the activities commenced in 2013, they took a break for the Christmas vacation. She said they resumed the work during the month of January and they are expecting to complete the survey at the end of this month.
We're getting there. We had an intermission from the 15th of December to the 16th of January. You know, that season where people eat out of turn, a lot of alcohol, cakes, sweets, etc. So it was advised by our technical team that we stop data collection at that time. So yes, we did have a 4-week break, and we resumed in January 18th, I think it was. We're hoping now to finish the step 3 and the 24-hour recall by the 31st of March.
Dr. George added that when the survey is completed, they will analyze the data and move on to the planning stages where they will develop policies to address the issue of chronic non-communicable diseases in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Now is to analyze the data. We're hoping to start that process by the end of April. By then, we'd have collected our data, entered our tracking sheet, and our biochemical measurement data. As you would know, our enumerators are using a handheld device. So as they ask the questions, the information is already being entered. So we don't have that tedious process of entering 3,000, 4,000 interviews. It's already entered and on our memory card. So the data analysis part is what will be critical over the next weeks, months, to get that final report out. So this is now giving us critical evidence-based information where we can develop policies and plans for chronic disease, for communication strategy, aid us in guiding legislation for chronic diseases in St. Vincent, which is important.
National epidemiologist and head of the Health Information Unit in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Jennifer George. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.